bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Our topic today, begin while they're young. There's no doubt about the fact that we parents are the most important teachers that our children will ever have. From their earliest years, when they may slip on dad's shoes or mom's sweater and try to play grown-up, to their final years in the home, your children learn much from you. Ronald Russell, in Lessons from Life, has expressed the thought well. He says, "A child that lives with ridicule learns to be timid. A child that lives with criticism learns to condemn. A child that lives with distrust learns to be deceitful. A child that lives with antagonism learns to be hostile. A child that lives with affection learns to love. A child that lives with encouragement learns confidence. A child that lives with truth learns justice. A child that lives with praise learns to appreciate. A child that lives with sharing learns to be considerate. A child that lives with knowledge learns wisdom. A child that lives with patience learns to be tolerant. A child that lives with happiness will find love and beauty." Summing it all up, perhaps I could say that your children will be what you are. Your likes and dislikes, your mannerisms, your standards, your basic philosophy of life, in all likelihood will be reflected in the life and character of your children. That's why it's so important that parents dedicate themselves without reservation to the Lord Jesus Christ. Unless you show forth a consistent love for Him, the chances are good that your children will not love Him. Unless you serve Him, the chances are good that your children will not serve Him. Unless you exalt Him in your daily life, the chances are good that your children will not exalt Him. I've seen this in working with young people in Christian schools. When children come from a good Christian home, where both parents sincerely try to put the Lord first in their life, the children are usually above average Christian kids, kids who love the Lord and who want to grow in their own spiritual life. Many times, young people who come from homes that are wicked, homes in which neither parent professes salvation, and homes where the parents care nothing about the things of the Lord, these young people are often able to overcome their home background and go on to effective Christianity. They're able to contrast the newness of Christianity with the old deadness of their sinful homes, and they see the need for making a break with the past. Even then, these young people are often plagued with habits of sin that they've acquired. But when young people come from lukewarm homes, homes in which the parents only give a token recognition to Jesus Christ, they almost never give themselves to the Lord for His will to be done in their life. They've learned to be lukewarm from their parents, and they see no reason for changing their habits. This is why the Bible is so clear in pointing out the need for teaching children to go God's way. We're to train them up in the way they should go so that when they're old, they'll not depart from it. And when we do this, when we correct and guide our children in their youth, we can then have confidence that God will bless our efforts by giving us children who are a delight unto our soul.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.